Next case is 0574, Joyce L. Davenport versus Montgomery County. Ms. Wilson.
May it please the court. My name is Laura Wilson. I represent Montgomery County in the instant case. And I'd like to reserve 2 minutes for...
Watch your time there.
Just briefly, the facts of this case were not in dispute from the beginning. Essentially, we have an employee, the appellee, Ms. Davenport, who was a bailiff with the Montgomery County Common Pleas Court. She voluntarily resigned her position, and at the time she voluntarily resigned her position, she was 48 years old, and she had slightly more than 25 years of service credit. The reason that the Montgomery County has appealed this case is that the appellate court impermissibly expanded the plain language of the statute, which violates Article 10, Section 1 of the Ohio Constitution. Public employers and their relationship with public employees the statutes regarding these need to be strictly construed, and these employers may only be given the powers granted by the state legislature in these statutes. The plain language of the statute in this case is that Section 124.39B, retirement from someone who retires from active service with 10 years or more of service credit may be paid out a proportion of their sick leave time at the time of their separation. Further, 124.39C goes on to state that individual public entities may adopt a policy allowing other terminations to employment of employment to qualify for the paying out of sick leave time. Nowhere in the statute does it allow a public entity to confer these benefits upon someone 7 years, 10 years, however many years down the road. The statute does not allow for these benefits to be given aside from upon separation of employment. In the instant case, the Court of Appeals had ruled that the employee should be given these benefits 7 years after her termination of employment when she attains the age of 55 and her PERS retirement benefits kick in. The statute does not allow for this reading. Looking at the Montgomery County Common Pleas Court's policy on sick leave and cashing out sick leave benefits, it states very clearly if the employee is retiring at age 55 or over with at least 10 years service credit or has at least 30 years of service credit, they would be entitled to these benefits. The Montgomery County Common Pleas Court policy doesn't allow for an employee who is 48 years old with only 25 years of service credit to be entitled to these benefits. The language of the policy is clear. Further, looking at Section 124.38 of the Ohio Revised Code, that deals specifically with the use of previous accumulated sick time. That allows for previous accumulated sick leave, an employee who separates from employment, to be placed to the employee's credit upon their reemployment with a public entity within 10 years. It does not allow for the cashing out of that sick leave benefit at some later date. Looking to the statutory construction, the expression of one it implies the exclusion of others. The expression by the legislature of this use of sick leave time necessarily excludes the other uses of the sick leave time that are not specifically enacted by the legislature. Further, if you look at the county policy, 124.39 allows the county to adopt a policy allowing some other type of termination of employment to trigger the paying out of sick leave of the sick leave credits. And the county has, in fact, adopted one situation in which they would allow the paying out of the sick leave benefits. That is upon the death of an employee in active service. Again, looking at the rules of statutory construction, had the county intended to allow for employees who voluntarily separate to be paid out these benefits, they would have enumerated that in their policy, as they did with allowing an employee who dies while in the active service to receive such benefits. Additionally, if you look to section 124.39, it states that the sick leave the rate of pay would be at the the sick leave would pay out at would be the rate of pay at the employee's retirement. Looking to the appellate court decision, it refers to the employee's retirement as the time that the employee attains age 55. So the separation is at age 48, and her retirement would be at age 55. Well, looking to Ohio Attorney General Opinion 1991-026, it points out that at the time that she retires at age 55, her salary would be zero. If we allow for this paying out of sick leave benefits 7 years later, it clearly controverts the statute and the plain language of the statute. There are two other cases which have discussed this issue, the first being Metzger versus Frederick, which is at 74 Ohio App 3rd, 632. Again, that court found that the employee was not 55 years old, the employee did not have 30 years of service credit, and as a result, it was not a retirement which would trigger the paying out of the sick leave benefits. Additionally, the case of Cyan versus Toledo Board of Education, which is an unreported Lucas County number L82-189, decided in December of 1982, That case has almost identical facts. It's an employee who is not 55 years old, who has not been in this service for 30 years. And that court found the trial court improperly redefined the term retirement and granted a benefit to which the employee was not rightfully entitled by paying out the sick leave at the time of separation.
So, counsel, basically the word retirement is used here to mean when you start collecting your retirement benefits, not when you've left the service of the municipality, the county, whatever the governmental entity is. Is that correct?
That is how the Court of Appeals defined the word retirement.
And basically allowing then for that accrual of sick time to remain in an account and not tapped until retirement benefits start to flow to the employee.
That's correct. And if
this is done for a 48-year-old person with, 7 years to go before they start collecting, theoretically, this would still apply then to someone with 12 years service at the age of 35, leaves service and lets that 12 years sit worth of sick time accrue until that person reaches 55. This says universal application, right? There's no specifics in this particular case that says she's so close to 55 or 26 years is so close to 30, you know, we're going to give her the benefit of this special treatment. This would be a universal policy.
That's correct, and that clearly kind of subverts the purpose of Ohio Revised Code Section 12438, because you could have a situation in which someone leaves with 12 years of service at age 35 who would be able to cash these benefits out in 20 years, but if they came back to work in 11 years, they wouldn't be able to recredit that sick leave to their employment. Clearly, that statute did not envision this this use of sick leave time. Flip to the next page, I apologize. I'd also like to point out the Ohio Attorney General opinion 1983-073, which I think it basically states you can only, the Board of County Commissioners can only pay benefits for a term other than retirement if they specifically adopt a policy authorizing that. And here, the board has not specifically adopted a policy authorizing that except for the case of the death of the employee. And as a result, the Court of Appeals opinion leads to an absurd result. And additionally, of course, is of great general interest because of the widespread application. The legislature did not intend this, and this, even if we look at just 100 employees within Montgomery County, we're looking at $500,000. And across the state, this could have a huge impact, and it was clearly not the legislative intent and that was required by the statute. And if there are no further questions, I would submit that Montgomery County requests that this ruling of the Second District be overturned. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Wilson. Mr. Leonard.
Good morning, Justices. May it please the Court. My name is Paul Leonard. I am the attorney for the appellee in this particular case. Joyce Davenport was a longtime court reporter for the Montgomery County Common Pleas Court when she retired when she left service at age 48. She will retire at age 55 with 25.066 years of service credit in the PERS
system. What is the difference between left service and retired? I mean, first of all, you said you started to say retired and then you said left service. So you're obviously making that distinction. Can you clarify that for us?
The way I understand it, Judge, is leaving service is a term used by the county when you end your employment with the county. Even though Ms. Davenport in this situation has submitted the paperwork to the PERS, her retirement does not become effective until she's 55 years of age.
Meaning she doesn't obtain benefits until she's 55.
She doesn't obtain, that's correct.
But she's actually separated from service. She's not working any longer. I mean, in the normal term, we would use the term retirement, would
yes,
we not?
Yes, that's correct. And that's why I hesitated. I'm just trying to be accurate and use the terms that the county government used in dealing with this particular issue. But please keep in mind that no one who starts their retirement, everyone who begins their retirement has left active service. I mean, some may leave on Friday and start retirement on Monday. Some may leave in the middle of the month and start retirement on, as the statute says, the first day of the month. Some people may leave earlier, like Mrs. Davenport, not start retirement until the first day of the month, according to the retirement statute, after she has invested her 25 years or so. So there is no one in active service at the time that they are retired. The only difference is some leave earlier than others.
What will she be retiring from at 55?
She will be retiring from public service.
Even though she hasn't worked in public service for 7 years?
That's correct. She has accrued her 25.066 years, which makes her eligible for retirement. When she actually retires, she will be retiring from the job of court reporter with the Montgomery County Common Pleas
Court. So you're not using the word retire in the normal understanding or sense of the word. You're equating retire to retire is to have the benefits kick in and start flowing to the retiree.
Yes, Judge.
And this separation from service really has no significance except to stop the accumulation of those benefits.
Of all benefits.
But, right. All benefits. So it's you're asking us to, I guess, define retirement in a way that is not normally understood.
Well, actually, what I am asking the court to do is strictly construe the retirement statutes and the two policies that define how the statute will be applied, the one from the Board of County Commissioners and the one from the Common Pleas Court. And if you strictly read the language in those two policies in conjunction with the retirement law language, then Ms. Davenport meets the requirements. I mean, ironically, Ms. Wilson and I have exactly opposite opinions. I believe she's asking the court to read something into the policies enacted by Montgomery County that isn't there. I mean, she would like the policy to be, if you bail out before 55, substantially before 55, then you have to give up any accrued sick leave. And if that's to be the policy, that's exactly what the policy should say. It shouldn't say, if you're 55 and you've got 25 years of service, then you're eligible for retirement under the PERS system and to be paid accrued sick leave.
Well, according to the Court of Appeals opinion, there's a statement that says the policies require an individual to take service retirement or to retire before converting unused sick leave into a cash benefit. And doesn't that mean what it says? I mean, you retire and then you can convert the sick leave?
I think that's what...
Or separate
what,
from... I'm still confused with
maybe
your
I am
position.
Too. I apologize. I think it means she will be retired when she reaches age 55.
She's not
in
retired
the legal sense.
7 years early when she separates from service, when she takes service retirement.
She may be... You know, I'd like to think that I'm retired in the common use of the word. But legally, I may not be retired until I start collecting my PERS benefits. The county has no process, Judge, for submitting retirement papers to the county. Your retirement papers go to the PERS. When you submit your retirement papers, you also end your active service. The county considers that then to be a resignation. Whether that occurs after 25 years or 15 years. I mean, the irony in this case is that somebody could go to work at age 45, spend 10 years in the PERS system, leave at 55 and collect not only the benefits under the public employees retirement system, but also be paid accrued sick leave. Here's a lady who put in 25.066 years in public service and will retire legally at age 55 and will be denied the accrued sick leave, about $12,000, because she ended her service with the county at age 48.
What you mean by ended service is stopped, she stopped working.
Resigned, yeah. Stopped working.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm not going to go over a lot of facts.
Pardon me. Are you claiming her entitlement is based on the county policy so that this isn't something that applies to all state employees?
No, I am. Or that's I apologize.
Go ahead. See if you can clarify that issue for me.
I apologize, Judge. I believe that her entitlement is based on the two policies that define entitlement for taking accrued sick leave, one enacted by the county, the Board of County Commissioners, and one by the Common Pleas Court, and that those are pursuant to the laws of retirement in the PERS system. Yes, sir. And that's what the Court of Appeals decided.
All right.
I have nothing more unless there are other questions. I'm sure you have been adequately briefed about the facts in this case. It's my first time here. Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Leonard. Ms. Wilson, you've saved 3.5 minutes of your time.
Thank you, Your Honor. Just briefly, I'd like to address a couple of the issues brought up by Mr. Leonard. He brought up the point that someone with less service could, in fact, get this benefit, and that I guess that seems unfair. However, it's the legislature's job. Law is clear. It's the legislature's job to make that law, not the Court of Appeals. While the law may not seem to always have a completely fair result, it's still the Ohio General Assembly's, place to make that law, and that's the law that they have, in fact, made in this case.
Maybe I don't understand something, Ms. Wilson. If I could just ask you to clarify what I was trying to address with Mr. Leonard. The Court of Appeals looked at the policy of the Montgomery County Common Pleas Court and the Montgomery County policy of the Board of County Commissioners.
That's correct.
And so this isn't really a statewide issue. This is a countywide issue, is it not? Or am I missing something here?
Well, and it has come up, and if I can, in several other cases, Metzger v. Frederick and the Scient case, Court of Appeals did in this case is essentially add to the what's allowable by the statute. The statute allows for the payment of these benefits upon retirement from active service, and it also allows the county to adopt a policy upon other termination of employment. It does not allow a county to adopt a policy that would say in 7 years, 10 years, 20 years, we're going to give you a benefit. So they've gone outside of what is allowable, and that could have a statewide effect. And if we actually look at the Montgomery County Court policy.
Counsel, are you arguing, because Mr. Leonard asserts, if you just follow the plain language of the commissioner's policy and the court policy, in the language of the statute, she's entitled. Are you arguing that Montgomery County exceeded what is allowable under the revised code, and so your own policy should be ignored?
No. I think if you look at the Montgomery County Common Pleas Court policy, the plain language of the policy is clear. If an employee is retiring at age 55, or has at least 30 years of service. I don't think that the intent of the Montgomery County policy or the plain language of the Montgomery County.
Wouldn't a fair reading be that she is intending to retire at age 55 but has taken a leave of service at age 48? And so that policy says she will be an employee accepting her public employee's service retirement at age 55. And therefore she comes under the ambit of the policy. I think that's a generous position that Mr. Leonard is trying to assert is what's being done here. So she is retiring at 55.
I believe that that position goes against the plain language of the policy, of the policies, and the plain language and the clear intent of the statute, which limits it to retirement from active service. And it also brings up the point again from the Ohio Attorney General opinion from 1991 that at the time that she leaves, if we count her retirement at age 55, at the time that she leaves her service and retires, her salary is zero, so her sick leave payout would be zero. Showing the clear intent of the policy and the of the statute would be to that this is for persons that retire from active service. It is certainly not for persons that separate from employment. I suppose if you read the policy to say read retiring at age 55, then I suppose I would argue that the Montgomery County policy is invalid under the statute, although I don't believe that that's what the policy actually is stating.
Council, people leave public service at all ages, and they're not retiring.
That's correct.
They retire in terms of obtaining their benefits when they qualify for that. What this court reporter did is not uncommon at all. It would be rather common, wouldn't it?
That's correct. It would be common, and it was not at that time not a retirement. It was just a separation from employment, and as a result, should not under the county policy or the Ohio Revised Code be she should not be eligible for those sick leave benefit payouts.
Thank you, Ms. Wilson.
Thank you.
The case is submitted. You will be advised of our opinion.